Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love. I'm coming to you today from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I love that. The O's, the way they sound them in Minnesota. Lovely people having a really great convention and really glad to be here with you all. So I want to remind you this Wednesday is the latest and most updated info on health and creating a well body. And boy, there's some really interesting information they've given me already. So I would imagine there will be some stuff coming in today also on the show. You know, when I asked them, when I asked the channel, what's the highest thing I can talk about today to serve everybody, they took me to Core Belief 16, my intellect and my heart can't integrate into the whole because I am off balance of incorrect female and male powerful energy. Now, that's a bloody mouthful of words right there. Basically, this is what they wanted me to explain to you. The heart has a brain. The brain has a heart. When you are asking for your guidance, like, what do I want? You want to go to the heart of your heart and the heart of your brain. And then once you get clear delineation around feeling into what you want, then you want to go to the brain of your heart and the brain of your brain and go, okay, how's the best way to get there to create that? We are so trained to go automatically to our brains and our minds for where the answers are. Again, the more you feel into where your joy and love is, the higher the answer for you around your question. Okay, so now, well, this is all new in the moment. Now they want to take us to the core belief. Well, help me understand this here. To the core belief around why is the highest word, yes, our intellects and our brains are not in harmony with our hearts. Okay, not this page, here. Oh, interesting. I do not have permission to love who I am. So, like everything, it comes back to love. And if we are not loving ourselves totally and unconditionally, then we will get in our way through our mind around feeling our highest guidance into what we really want. Makes total sense to me now that we have it. So we're going to balance all that, invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and we are claiming, I am the powerful God of me who gives myself permission to love who I am and feel into my highest creation for myself. Those are the highest, most correct, most complete words. We're all coming together to claim that, and so it is. I was so happy, you know. I thought, well, I'm going to take five of my new book, Born, and put it on the table. And if people are drawn to it, you know, in a day and a half, I've sold all but one. And there have been a lot of people that are part of the community that follow us, that follow the show, that follow the work, that are here, that came to the show to meet me and talk about the work. And it just makes my heart sing because it means my intention for expanding the knowledge of this and the joy of this and the formula of this is actually happening and taking place. So thank you all for also help get the word out there, because that is, after all, our strong and clear intention from our heart. Okay. Can I go to the callers? Yes, I can. All right. Have your questions ready. We're going to start with Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, baby.
Hey, Dee. It's funny. I felt called to call in, and the message I got was what you were going to say in your opening applies heavily to me.
Okay. Good. Well, first of all, you see, you weren't called from your brain. You were called from your heart. And
yeah.
Then your brain showed you how to call in, which is exactly what we're talking about. So good for you. When I test that, you literally heard why you were told to call in, I get a big yes. So,
okay.
Perfect example of putting the work to work before we even know it. Okay, anything
okay.
else, Phyllis?
Nope. I mean, I'm pressing on with moving forward and expanding with
I get
my life.
Why do you not sound happy about that?
Well, sometimes I just feel a disconnect, kind of, with the people I'm around. Yeah.
That represents connecting the heart and the brain, because
okay.
you still think there's a separation, Phyllis, and there's not. They're both
okay.
part of the same entity. But, you know, a life in the service really represents that to most people, because we think if you're serving in the military, you must disconnect from your heart and your feelings. And
okay.
the channel's going, it's so the opposite way around. If everybody would, in any walk of life, remember to stay connected to their heart and the brain of their heart and integrate those, then we would be guided into the highest decisions. Interesting.
Okay,
huh?
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that you got it now. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Love you.
Make sure you balance that when you go. Okay. All right. Oh, thanks, okay. Baby. Well, that was interesting. Set an intention and your offer and it's Paula in California. You're on.
Hey, Dee. This is great, as usual.
Thank you.
I just want to know, like, for that inner child, what, you know, is the, you know, how the last couple of weeks you've been, saying.
Yeah, the little child. What your little child's belief is. Okay, we're going to this. Well, they're taking me to, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Energy is, well, that's interesting. The highest word for your little child is time. I don't think I have enough time to create me. And that goes back to around 3 years old with your mom. What comes up?
Well, she was always like frantic or whatever. My father was gone a lot, three kids, and it was just, it was
okay.
Not relaxing.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. So it's not about running out of time. Like, I don't think I have enough time. I'm going to run out of it. It's about, I don't have enough time in this moment that I can even get focused to create what I want. So I want you to be really present with that this week. And see when and how it might be still playing out. Now, remember, our little child is there to protect us through these limiting beliefs that they learned. They believe that they're protecting us when they're really holding us back. So you want to know you have all the time in the world right now in every moment to create yourself powerfully. Okay?
I'll do that. Yeah, because
that's
this is,
it. That's the highest thing.
Yeah, because I think it connects to I don't have permission to love who I am.
It does?
It
absolutely does. Because if you had enough time to create yourself exactly the way you wanted you to be, you would love yourself unconditionally and vice versa. Do you understand?
What do you mean vice versa?
Well, you'd make enough time for yourself to create what you want. Okay. Because you love yourself unconditionally.
Yes.
And when you get, when you know and create everything in the moment that you want, it enhances loving yourself unconditionally. So the two things work together, Paula.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes. Yeah. And I have the perfect laboratory. I'm, working on stuff right now that will let me practice and do this.
I get a big yes on that. Yep. So just stay present. Okay?
Okay.
This is your great opportunity here to put this to rest. Okay.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're welcome.
And
you go, you
I
go
love
get
you.
Him. You know how to do this. I love you,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love all of you so much. Doreen. In South Dakota, what's up?
Oh, we have a spiritual brother, Mateo. I was going to ask, what insight do you have about our spiritual brother, Mateo, being released this week from a Philippines prison? He served his time, and but yet he's still there.
Okay, why was he in prison, they want to know?
it was for a, I want to say, when you write a check and there's not enough money in your account, right?
Okay, so fraud. Basically fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. He has not brought into alignment what he needs to bring into alignment that created him doing this. And that's what's in the way. It's like, well, you know, wait a minute. If we let you out, you're never going to learn this. I'm talking symbolically here now, energetically, right?
Okay.
So if we take financial advantage of another person, we are saying, I don't love you, and therefore I don't love me.
Okay?
And that's the highest thing he's got to get into alignment and acknowledge that he took advantage of another brother or sister or whoever it was.
Okay.
And that's not okay.
Okay.
You understand?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they took advantage of him, but that's the whole problem. Okay.
If he wrote the bad check,
that was his responsibility.
Okay.
It's
so
black and white.
You can't turn around and go, yeah, but it was really your fault. Because then you never get out of the prison you have created for yourself energetically.
Good.
Okay?
Got it. Thank you.
Good question. Yeah, that was good for everybody. And I would like everybody to come together with me now. Go to your love place, and we're going to claim together. I command that all injustice be brought to justice now, and it feels like love. And so it is. Very important to keep that in your directions right now. A lot of stuff playing out, and we want everything, we're directing everything to be played out in the highest frequency of love. All righty, Andrew in Mumbai. Hi, babe.
My goodness, Dee in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. It's so great to speak with you again. And the beginning of the call, like the first caller, I think it answered part. It answered my question. I get the feeling it probably did.
It did.
One
it's
of the things
another
I wanted.
Part of it, though.
Yeah. Well.
What's the other part that you want to know?
Well, the thing is one, I wanted to know about the child belief that you've been talking about in the past few calls. The other part is I have been having, you know, mixed feelings about being here in Mumbai and going to a safety net of like moving to Switzerland if things don't work out. But then I'm like, you know, I should just trust. And as you said at the beginning,
okay. So Andrew, the little child thing, the little child belief, and your question and pulling back from being there, not committing, you're not committed to being there, and really your lack of commitment is the greatest thing that affects your career. So let's go to your little child belief here. Okay. Well, they're taking me to I betray me, God betrays me. And just remember, if we are the gods of us, and on this plane we are, if we betray ourselves in any way, the God of us has to betray us also and not give us the full expression of what we want, because God cannot intervene, will not intervene on what we create, because then we don't learn the power of self-creation. So you are betraying yourself with your lack of commitment, and it's my big helicopter. Yes.
Well, I know up until like a week ago, when I talked to the agent that I have here, I have a shift as to, okay, you know what, I need to change my perception as to how I am doing things when it comes to doing like the auditions that I've been asked to do. And so for the past week, I've been actually working on more just, you know, putting myself more out there and accepting and doing what I'm supposed to be doing versus fighting against a brick wall, so to speak.
Well, why are you fighting doing the very thing you went there to do? What part of you is fighting it?
Well, it was, you know, it's the way things are done over here a bit, but at the same time, it's the way the system works, and so I just have to allow and follow the system, really.
Well, no shit. Let me tell you, when I ran into Joanne Woodward, and my God, I hope you all know who that is, Paul Newman's wife, very, very big movie star, and she was at an audition. This was years ago, and I went over to her and I said, Miss Woodward, I don't know you, but I just want to say on behalf of everyone in this union and in this business how embarrassing it is that you would even have to be here to meet or audition. And she looked at me and she said, well, let me tell you, I learned a valuable lesson years ago. When the game changes, play the new game. And I have never forgotten that, Andrew. So, you know, you can't walk in to Vegas and go, well, I want to win a lot of money on the craps table, but I'm not going to throw dice. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, no, and that's what I realized. I mean, the one good thing is I've been having the same production has asked me to read like four different parts for the show, and I'm like, cool. It's like there are good things happening, and I just have to trust the process. And
trust yourself, Andrew. Trust yourself, because you're the one that makes the process. I'm working with a fellow actor here at the convention. He just doesn't get that it all comes from within him. And he'll say, I don't understand. I need to make more money at these things. And then I'll say, well, but you're not even charging for selfies, which is when people come up and take pictures with you at your table. I said, look, start. You don't have to charge as much as I do if that doesn't feel good. But start charging something to say, yes, I'm worth it. I'm worth this. And
yeah.
He said, yeah, but it just doesn't feel right. Do you see how the brain and the feeling are fighting each other?
I see what you're
money.
Saying.
Oh, it doesn't feel right to make more money. You can't have it both ways, guys. You know, I got an offer for a SAG waiver film, and it's coming up pretty quickly. And when it came in, my immediate reaction was, oh, geez, really? And I stopped myself cold and I went, what the hell is that about, Deanna? You want to work. You're dying to work. People are, you know, going, I'm not getting any offers. And here you have an offer. And your first reaction was, oh, wow, really? And when I really looked into what that reaction was about, it was about, I don't think I have enough energy to do it. And what that belief came from is that in the middle of shooting, I had already booked another convention and another big speaking event. And I went, oh, my God, how am I going to do it all now? So I had to stop and go, okay, can I feel into feeling good about doing all of this? What I want is to know that I can stay in balance and joy and love while I easily handle all of the opportunities that I have. And
ooh,
then
you just...
everything opened up and I was home free. That's a really, really, really good example of staying conscious so that you can move into what you really want. But I had to be conscious of that initial reaction. Oh, wow, really? About the very thing that I wanted to create. Okay, you got
yeah.
it?
Yeah, okay. I got it. You sort of answered something that, but something that's coming up in December for me. And I, you know, so thank you so much. You indirectly
yep.
answered something else.
Good. Shocker, huh? All right. You go
thank
get
you.
Him, Andrew. Come
Have
on.
Have fun in Minnesota.
Thank you. In Minnesota. Thank you, darling. Okay. I hope I'm saying this correctly. Lalayla in Texas. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. Did I say that beautiful name correctly?
Pretty close, La Layla.
La Layla. Okay. What's
yes,
up,
ma'am.
Baby?
Okay, I'm so grateful to finally get to talk to you. So I have a couple of things I wanted to ask about the little child and also my core beliefs.
Your mother and father's core beliefs?
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, no. Now I'm going to teach you. Here's another lesson. You have to be clear about what
but
you
this,
want.
This is what I wrote down. Core belief, mom and dad's ideas, and little child.
Okay.
I didn't want to ask
we're
too
gonna,
much.
We're going to start with your mother and father's IDF because
okay.
you're coming at a place in the show where your stuff is relevant to everybody. Your
okay.
mom's, this one here. I'm scared to death to be here. And here is I'm scared to death to be my own creator. My God, what if I do it wrong? My God, what if I do it right?
Yes.
And get
absolutely.
Everything, all right? Now, remember, guys, these beliefs, we call them mothers and fathers, but they go back to the beginning of the mother and father's lineage, all the way back to the beginning. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm scared to death to be my own creator. And your father's, is I cannot create with other energy. So again, guys, everything is energy. You have to create with other energy. There's no solo flying here. And you are the energy that starts all the creation. Okay, so if we put those two together, I am the powerful God of me. Hold on. What was your mom's? I'm scared to death to be here. Okay.
I'm scared to death to be here, yes.
I can't use my pendulum and write at the same time, guys.
Yeah.
So I am the powerful God of me who creates me being here in every moment of now, powerfully. You can listen back to the show if you didn't get all that.
Right.
Okay, your little child's belief. Yeah. Well, we have a little theme going here. I betray me, God betrays me. Okay. So, again, everybody, if we do not know and accept that we are the power of us that comes through for us in every way, that is the creation of us, and that we trust that, then we are betraying ourselves in our creation process. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to balance that, invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. That covers all of your core beliefs except for one, which
okay.
is I can never be God.
And
so you see how that all works
yes.
together. Okay. So the more you powerfully, with love and excitement, claim that I am the powerful God of me that creates me in every moment of now powerfully, that redirects, I can never be God also. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you want to do that powerfully with love as many times a day for 1 week. It feels good to do it. Okay.
Okay.
You had one last question.
I have one question. Energetically, what is the cause of, like, persistent fungus? It's in my lungs.
I don't have the body book with me, but I don't need it. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in.
The Wind, Cat Stevens.
The Wind by Cat Stevens. Okay. They're saying I don't need the words. Hold on.
It's really short.
The very first thing that I heard before they took us to the song was that you are, well, those are the highest words, eating at yourself.
I'm what?
Eating at yourself.
And
so,
I actually feel like it has something to do with nutrition, too. So I wonder if that.
Well, it's nutrition, and it's also the nutrition is an energetic manifestation of the frequency where you're always going, you ought to be doing this, you ought to be doing that, you ought to be better, you ought to be more powerful, that is not allowing you to breathe the breath of life, which is affecting your lungs. And I would also have somebody come in and check for mold wherever you're living.
I feel like that too. I really do.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Then follow your heart. Your heart's already given you a peek into what you need to do. Now your brain's got to follow through. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
all
much.
All right, baby. You all bet. Right. Oh, such an interesting show. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Okay.
Hi, babe.
I would like to know.
I can't hear you.
I would like to know about my little child belief and how it relates to my heart being closed, even though the directing of energy to open my heart and merge with my whole brain. And I'm just curious, that seems to be tripping the connection.
Yeah, Diana, it's not the right question, because if you are truly directing it, it has to follow that direction.
I feel like I believe something that's not true about it, like that it has a different connotation than the way it is supposed to be directed, if that makes sense. When I say it or directed,
it
feels like
you're the only one that can change that. You're the only one that can say to the energy of you, bullshit, I am telling you which way to go and how I am commanding you to be directed. And you have to follow that, and I love you.
Okay.
And then if you go, but, you know, maybe you're not doing that. See, that's how you abandon the very thing that you just directed. So if you're in doubt of you and your power of being God and your power over directing energy, then whatever you direct, Diana, will be compromised.
And I hadn't believed that until I was working with, I'm working with somebody who, whenever they tune into my energy, they find my heart closed, even though I'm directing my heart to open.
Well,
so
they're wrong. They're wrong. Okay. So the question is, why are you attracting someone to verify the very fear that you're living?
I didn't think I was, but I did.
Well,
it surprised me when it came up.
So let's just go back to the very beginning. Who's the creator of you, Diana?
Me.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely me. Absolutely me.
And who's the creator of you directing your energy toward what you want?
Me.
Right. Okay. So if you're directing your heart to be open front and back and merge with your whole brain, you're not doing that, are you? You're just telling your heart to open?
No, I was merged with my whole brain.
Okay, well, that's the part that they're picking up on. It's not merged with your whole brain, and so your brain goes, oh, no, my heart's not open. It's not your brain, actually, it's your mind. Your mind comes in and doubts. And then you have to create something in your life that acknowledges that doubt. And that's what you've been doing. That's the highest understanding. Look, guys, I don't care. I want to be really clear. I don't care if you want to work with other people and expand through other people. But be very clear that you are directing only the people who bring in the highest information and the highest understanding. And the understanding is the tricky part. A lot of people can grab some of the information, but they don't understand what the energetic message is behind it. You start commanding that your heart is open front and back and merged with your whole brain, and that you absolutely know that your heart is open now and consistently. I can tell you right now your heart's open.
It feels open. I've been
Diana, go to your love place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't have a closed heart when you're in your love place. Because a closed heart can't feel love.
Right.
Okay? It's
absolutely
another real easy way. That's why the channel keeps saying love is the most powerful creation we have. Use it, guys. Use it in every moment. Use it. All right. You can do
this.
Thank you. You know the work. Yeah. You go live in love, Judy. Don't let anybody take your power away. I'm on my laptop and it's weird. Ilka, you're on. What do you need to know?
Hi, I sent you that email last night. I just had a scary situation yesterday. I have this stabbing pain on the right side of my heart, and I was kind of freaking out first because it all has to do with my heart and all that. My grandpa died when
you should go check it out.
Can you ask the channel if that's my lungs, because I had a hard time breathing through my life, and I have the feeling that I almost have no lungs, that kind of feeling. It has been so hard to breathe. So I realize it's because of that.
Okay, Ilka, and when I say you have directed yourself to breathe easily, it goes right to no.
Yeah, I was born with that, not being able to breathe well.
Yeah, but you keep telling that story. You keep telling the story. You keep saying, I am the God of Ilka, has trouble with my lungs. I am the God of Ilka, who is sick a lot. I am the God of Ilka that doesn't know that she creates her own health. You can't have it both ways, baby. Right now, the channel is saying, go have it checked out because you're in so much fear that right now you can create something, whether it's a reality or not. Go have it checked. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. But see, when I say you want to go have it checked, it goes to no.
Well, we are checking. I don't even have a doctor because I had one, but then she went to sabbatical and only talks to people on the phone afterwards. And my husband's doctor didn't want new patients, so we just have to sit down today and find somebody with that new insurance. Are you able at least to tell me what is energetically causing my phlegm for the last few months? Because I've been clearing
Honey,
my throat forever.
I am telling you what's causing every single one of your health issues is that you keep defining yourself as sick. And while you continue to define yourself as sick, you cannot create wellness. So your whole life, sweetheart, has been spent trying to fix your sickness. So you're going to get off. You're going to do everything you can today and tomorrow to find a good doctor, a competent doctor, who's available soon, who will absolutely be able to help you in your intention of creating wellness everywhere in your body. That's your direction, and so it is. Okay. Got
it? If you have a chance to tell me that machine, about that test that you had, if you can answer that, I would appreciate it. The machine for the lungs, the test.
If
maybe
the IVF machine can help you?
Well,
is that what you're asking?
Before, I was misdiagnosed, and doctors didn't help me, so I just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, because, my darling, you can't attract the right doctor if you have to hold on to being sick. You have to define yourself and direct yourself. I am well. I am a well body. That's what I want. That's what I'm creating. And every doctor that I draw to me helps me create that. All right. I'm moving on. You've got your answer, and I love you. Okay. Bethany in Sacramento, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Thank you so much for doing this show. It's so amazing. My heart is just fluttering. Okay, the little child, what does my little child require? And then the second would be, what are my IDF patterns that I inherited from my parents?
Well, again, your little child thinks it has to go to its mind instead of its heart. So it's like, kind of like, okay, I'm feeling too much. I have to be more in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest way your little child is holding you back. Okay, your mother, and your mother's IDF pattern, this page here, 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And this is complete my creation. I don't think I have enough energy to complete my creation. Your father's, this page. Yeah. When I am loved, I am depressed. So you see, if you complete your direction and your creation, you're going to love yourself more. And that means feeling more depressed. So it's an interesting place of staying stuck. So I am the powerful God of me, who is the energy that creates myself joyfully in every moment.
Beautiful.
So it is. Yep, indeed.
Oh,
wow, that
beautiful.
Was interesting, huh? All right, baby Kate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet, baby. All right, I think we have time for one more. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Johanna.
Oh, my God.
Hi, babe.
Thank you so much. I feel that my main core belief that trips me up all the time, I'm seeing some things that have happened recently, is when I love myself, I betray myself. And
yep,
I just,
my big yes.
And so I'm identifying, like when I do stuff, like the last time I talked with you, when I do stuff, that's what it comes up as when I sit down with.
Yeah,
okay,
you're right.
And so I'm feeling like I'm not directing. Yeah, so I would like some advice on how to direct that better, because it's obviously
okay. What you tell me? What's the opposite positive of that?
Okay. Well, when I love myself, I give myself everything I want, and I love myself even more.
Okay. They would like you to make that simpler, because within that, when you listen to this back, you'll hear the pushing of.
I feel that energy. I'm pushing. It's not a flow.
Yeah. So when I love myself, I create everything for myself with joy and love. Can you feel the ease and the flow in that one compared
yes.
to the other one? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And again, guys, the universe responds more to your feelings than your words. The more you go to your love place and feel into the joy of giving yourself everything you want, the more you create. Okay.
And so would you recommend that this is something I should say to myself 7 days as much as possible as a way to really, really
yep.
embody it?
Only with feeling and joy and love, though.
Okay.
Just to say the words
isn't going to do
doesn't
it.
Doesn't make it. Yep.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You bet.
This was the best hour of my week. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Johanna. So, guys, look, this was a really powerful show today. You are the God of you. The biggest tool you have to create with is love. Whatever you want, love it more. If you want health, you love health. You don't hate the dis-ease. You love health. You want money, love money. It's okay. No matter what your little child says, it's okay to love money because you know you're going to put out love with that money into the world. Okay? You want fabulous relationships, love relationships. Don't hate the asshole that you had before. This is a lesson I know well. I want you to write it up in big letters. Whatever I want, I love it more. Okay? Make it easy. Make it joyful. Let's come together and say it loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.